सर्वेषां स्वागतं वर्गे. प्रथमं वयं जायमन्त्रेण सारी ध्येयमन्त्रेण आरम्भं कुर्मः. अस्तु सागरी भगिनी.
पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यं, वदामि संस्कृतं सदा, ध्यायामि संस्कृतं सम्यक्, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्. संस्कृतस्य प्रसाराय नैजं सर्वं ददाम्यहम्. संस्कृतस्य सदा भक्तो, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्. संस्कृतस्य कृते जीवन्, संस्कृतस्य कृते यजन्. आत्मानमाहुतं मन्ये, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्. हिन्दुधर्मं समाजं च, पवित्रां संस्कृतिं तथा. संरक्षणनुकुर्याम विश्वं शान्ति समन्वितम्. ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम्.
उत्तमं, धन्यवादः. वयं गतवर्गे किं पठितवन्तः? चतुर्थी विभक्ति समापितवन्तः खलु. प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा? अस्तु, अद्य वयम् अस् धातु इत्युक्ते अस्ति.
भगिनी,
वदतु महोदय.
अभ्यास नम्बर् 58.
ओ अस्तु, धन्यवादः. अस्तु, धन्यवादः. अस्तु, अत्र सो अत्र चतुर्थी विभक्ति वयं कुत्र प्रयोगं कुर्मः? बहु ध्वनिः अस्ति, सर्वे म्यूट् मध्ये गच्छन्तु. ये वक्तुम् इच्छन्ति ते एव अन्म्यूट् कुर्वन्तु. अस्तु, अत्र चतुर्थी विभक्ति इति मुख्यकारणमस्ति दानक्रिया अपि च नमः. एतदेव मुख्य कारणम्. अस्तु, चतुर्थी विभक्तेः रूपं कथं भवति? नमः इति स्मरामः चेत् तत्र आगच्छति. गणेशाय नमः, नारायणाय नमः. अतः आय, बालकः बालकाय ददामि, बालकाय अहं गृहपाठं लिखामि. केवलं ददामि न, तस्य कृते अपि, तस्य प्रयोजनाय अथवा तस्य हिते, तस्य कृते इति वयं वदामः चेत् तत्र अपि चतुर्थी विभक्ति प्रयोगः भवति. अपि च अस्माकं स्मरणे नास्ति इति अस्ति चेत् कथं षष्ठी विभक्तिरूपं स्त्रीलिङ्गे कथं भवति? स्त्रीलिङ्गे यै एव अस्ति. यै पुल्लिङ्गे नपुंसकलिङ्गे आय, स्त्रीलिङ्गे यै लक्ष्म्यै सरस्वत्यै दुर्गायै. अतः बालिकायै इति भवति. परन्तु रूपम् अस्माकं स्मरणे नास्ति चेत् षष्ठीविभक्तिरूपम् उपयुज्य अपि च कृते अपि उपयोगं कर्तुं शक्नुमः. उदाहरणार्थं बालकस्य कृते ददामि, बालकस्य कृते अहं. प्रश्नः वा? अस्तु, पाठः करोमि इत्यादि वयं वक्तुं शक्नुमः. अस्तु, प्रश्नः अस्ति वा? न. अस्तु, अत्र प्रयोगं कथम् उपयोगं कर्तुं शक्नुमः इति एकः चित्रम् अस्ति. चित्रं दृष्ट्वा वयम् अभ्यासं कुर्मः. विद्यालयस्य बालकाः क्रीडार्थं मण्डलाकारेण, मण्डल इत्युक्ते एव एवमस्ति वृत्तः, मण्डलाकारेण उपविष्टाः सन्ति. उपविष्टाः सन्ति इत्युक्ते ते उपविशन्ति. सो अत्र क्त प्रत्यय अस्ति. क्त प्रत्यय इत्युक्ते उपविष्टवान् इति क्तवतु प्रत्यय, उपविष्टवान्, उपविष्टवन्तः इति क्तवतु प्रत्यय. सो अत्र वत् इति अहं ऐ मीन् वयं त्यजामः चेत् क्त एव अवशिष्टाः सन्ति. उदाहरणार्थं तवतु प्रत्यय इत्युक्ते वान्, वती, वन्तः, वत्यः इत्यादीनि पदानि सन्ति. पदानि न प्रत्यया योजयामः उपविष्टवन्तः इति. अत्र त प्रत्यय एव अस्ति, अतः उपविष्टाः एव अस्ति. उपविष्टवन्तः न उपविष्टाः सन्ति. के उपविष्टाः सन्ति? बालकाः. बालकाः उपविष्टाः सन्ति. कुत्र उपविष्टाः सन्ति? कुत्र न,
क्रीडार्थं
कुत्र इति नास्ति अत्र उत्तरं नास्ति. केन प्रकारेण उपविष्टाः सन्ति? मण्डलाकारेण. केन प्रकारेण इत्युक्ते इन् हौ इति, कथं कथम् उपविष्टाः सन्ति? मङ्गलाकारेण उपविष्टाः सन्ति. कस्य बालकाः?
विद्यालयस्य बालकाः.
विद्यालयस्य बालकाः. किमर्थम्? क्रीडार्थं विद्यालयस्य बालकाः मङ्गलाकारेण उपविष्टाः सन्ति. सो उपविष्टाः इति विशेषणं. कस्य विशेषणं? बालकाः इति पदस्य विशेषणम्. अतः उपविष्टाः इति पुल्लिङ्ग बहुवचनम् अस्ति. पुल्लिङ्ग बहुवचनम् अस्ति. एकवचनमस्ति चेत्
भगिनी,
वदतु भगिनी.
भगिनी कृपया एकवारः पुनः वदतु वा, उपविष्टवन्तः किमर्थम् अशुद्धप्रयोगम् अस्ति?
न, अशुद्धं न, अशुद्धं न, अन्यप्रयोग. ओके, इट् इस् डिफ्रेण्ट् प्रयोग. तावदेव, अशुद्धं न. बालकाः मण्डलाकारेण उपविष्टवन्तः.
It's an alternate usage.
Alternate usage. Alternate usage.
Okay. धन्यवादः भगिनि.
अस्तु अस्तु अस्तु. आल्टर्नेट् यूस् एव. उपविष्टाः सन्ति, उपविष्टवन्तः सन्ति, समान समानमेव. ओके, समान अर्थपदमेव. अस्तु. एकः अन्यस्मै कन्दुकं ददाति. ददाति इति क्रियापदं. कः ददाति? एकः ददाति.
एकः
किं ददाति?
कः ददाति?
कन्दुकं ददाति. किं ददाति? कन्दुकं. एकः किं ददाति? एकः कन्दुकं ददाति. कस्मै ददाति? सो अत्र चतुर्थी विभक्ति प्रश्नः अस्ति. कस्मै? कस्मै पुल्लिङ्ग अस्ति चेत् कस्मै, स्त्रीलिङ्ग अस्ति चेत्
कस्यै,
कस्यै. सो अत्र कस्मै, सो वयं पुल्लिङ्गं वा स्त्रीलिङ्गं वा इति न जानीमः चेत् सर्वदा पुल्लिङ्गमेव वयं स्वीकुर्मः. बहु ध्वनिः आगच्छति कुत्र इति न जानामि. धन्यवादः. सो अत्र कस्मै ददाति? अन्यस्मै. अन्यस् सो अन्य इति पदम्. अन्य मीन्स् अनदर्, अनदर् पर्सन्, अन्य. सो अत्र अन्यस्मै, सो एतत् योजयामः अत्र. अन्यस्मै ददाति. कः कस्मै ददाति सो अत्र एकः अन्यस्मै ददाति सो अत्र द्वौ अपि प्रश्नवाचकमेव कः हु कस्मै टु हूम् कः कस्मै दत्तवान् भूतकाल इति अधः निर्दिष्टम् अस्ति तत् आधारेण वाक्यानि लिखन्त अवगच्छन्ति खलु एतावत्पर्यन्तम् अस्तु अग्रे पठामः सो अत्र अस्तु एकनिमिषम् उदाहरणम् अस्ति गोपालः गणेशाय कन्दुकं ददाति गोपालः कस्मै कन्दुकं ददाति गोपालः गणेशाय कन्दुकं ददाति सो अत्र प्रश्नं पृच्छतु उत्तरमपि वदतु सो अत्र गणेशः गोपालः गणेशाय कन्दुकं दत्तवान् अस्तु दत्तवान् गणेशः इति अस्ति सो वयं गणेशः तः स्वीकुर्मः गणेशतः अस्तु का प्रथमं वदति श्रीनिवासमहोदय प्रथमं प्रश्नं पृच्छतु अनन्तरम् उत्तरं
भगिनी ऐ हेव् अ डौट् if you think it's inappropriate to ask it now please let me know we can I'll hold it for later this is you know my doubt is about you know sentences like kaha kasmai dattavan where we are assuming a gender as masculine right similarly for instance my understanding is compared to something like Tvam, if you say Bhavatah, it is more respectful. Am I right?
No.
Not like that. Oh, Tvam is okay for you?
Yeah, Tvam is okay. But then what happens is with Tvam, the Kriyapadam changes. For example, if I say Bhavan Vadatu, but if I say Tvam, I have to say Vada.
But
so supposing I say tvam bhavan tatra gachyati va bhavan tatra gachyasi va so we have to learn new kriya pada forms and that's the reason we don't introduce it now
not because of respect or it's not the difference between tum and aap
because actually even in shlokas we see tvam right we cannot disrespect God.
In the context of Chaturthi Vibhakti once again Bhagini so if we're using something like bhavadhyah or bhavati dhyah it presupposes the knowledge of the gender right
yes
so if one doesn't know if like for instance one is addressing a mixed audience is it customary to just use bhavatyah regardless of the composition of people
so even here there is a mix sharada is here mala is sri vidya but we always say kaha kasmai
okay right thank you so much Bhagini
no problem Srinivas Mahodaya
okay कः कस्यै किं दत्तवान् गणेशः शारदायै कन्दुकं दत्तवान्
उत्तमं कन्दुकं सो ऐम् गोयिङ्ग् टु कीप् चेञ्जिङ्ग् द वर्ड्स् ओके जस्ट् फार् फन् चषकः अस्ति कूपी अस्ति अण्ड् देन् वि आल्सो हेव् कन्दुकम् अस्तु अग्रे शारदा भगिनी ओ शारदा माला अप्रोप्रियेट् फर् यु
शुड् ऐ यूस् का हिवा बकर्स्
आम् आम्
का कस्यै किं दत्तवान् का कस्यै कः दत्तवान् और
So you say Sharada. No, you just say Kim. For things, you say Kim Eva.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for things, it's always Kim.
Bhagini, one doubt. When you say Ka, you have to say Dattavati, right? You can't say Dattavan, no?
Ma. Samyak, Bhagini. Dattavati.
Thank you.
But if you didn't know, you can say Kaha. Then you use Dattavan, then that will be okay, right?
Correct.
But here, we know that Sharada is giving to Mala. So can we also say Sharada Kasye Kim Dattavati? Using the name? Astu Bhagini. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Astu Bhagini. Sharada Bhagini.
Ka Kasyai Kim Dattavati? Sharada Malayai Kupim Dattavati.
Kupim Dattavati. Uttamam Bhagini. Astu. Agre. Ketaki Bhagini.
Aam Bhagini.
Ek nimsha Bhagini. Agre Amba. Okay. So you get ready Amba. Okay. Ketaki Bhagini. Mala Krishna.
कृष्णाय चषकः ददाति
चषकं
ददाति
भूतकाल किं ददाति
चषकं दत्तवान्
दत्तवती राइट माला
दत्तवती ओ क्षम्यतां भगिनी
पुनः वदतु
कृष्णाय चषकं दत्तवान्
उत्तमं चषकं दत्तवान् अस्तु अम्ब कृष्णः मालिनी
कृष्णः का दत्तवान् कस्यै किं दत्तवान् कृष्णः मालिन्यै कूपीं दत्तवती
कूपीं दत्तवान् पुनः कृष्णः
मालिन्यै कूपीं दत्तवान्
उत्तमं मालिन्यै कूपीं दत्तवान् धन्यवादः
क्षम्यतां भगिनि
वदतु
इच्छा वदामि
उषा वा स्वागतं
भगिनि लाङ्ग् टैम् ऐ थिङ्क् ऐ एम् ओके ऐ हाड् मै वेक्सिनेशन् यस्टर्डे बाला कृष्णायै चषकं शुड् बि दत्तवती इस् इट् इट् बिकास् इट्
आम् दत्तवती एव
इट् केनाट् बि दत्तवान्
दत्तवान् Yeah, I missed it, Ravi. Dattavati. So, Mala Krishnaya Kupi Dattavati.
Yeah.
Now, with Krishnaya Malinyai Kupi Dattavan.
So, this is a Karta is Mala here. So, that's it. It will be applicable to the Karta. We'll follow the Karta's gender.
Nishyena. Nishyena.
Okay.
Dhanyavada. अस्तु सागरी भगिनी मालिनी श्रीविद्या
का कस्मै किं दत्तवती
सो अत्र श्रीविद्या इति अस्ति
मालिनी श्रीविद्यायै कूपीं दत्तवती.
कूपीं दत्तवती. सो का कस्यै किं दत्तवती? मालिनी श्रीविद्यायै कूपीं दत्तवती. उत्तमं भगिनि. अस्तु अग्रे सन्ध्या भगिनि.
आं भगिनि. श्रीविद्या हरे कृष्ण. का कस्मै किं दत्तवती? श्रीविद्या हरे कृष्णाय कूपीं दत्तवती.
उत्तमं स्पष्टमस्ति. उमाकृष्णन् भगिनी. हरे कृष्णः रजनी.
आं भगिनि. कः कस्यै किं दत्तवान्? हरे कृष्णः
चषकं दत्तवान्. सम्यक् सम्यक्. अस्तु सविता भगिनी अग्रे. सविता भगिनी अस्ति वा? नास्ति वा? अस्तु उषा भगिनी.
आं भगिनि. ऐ एम् डूइङ्ग् मञ्जुला. रैट्? मञ्जुला.
रजनी मञ्जुला. रजनी मञ्जुला.
ओके. रजनी कः का कस्मै ददाति?
कस्यै मञ्जुला.
कस्यै. ओके. कस्मै इस् फार् पुंलिङ्गम्.
पुंलिङ्गम्. But if you don't know, you can use kaha kasmai. No problem. But if you want to do it this way, you do it ka kasyai.
Okay. Ka kasyai dadati. Rajini manjulayai kandukam dattavati.
Dattavati. Astu. Savita bhagini astiva. Anya kopi astiva. यस्य नाम अहं न उक्तवती. मालती भगिनी वक्तुम् इच्छति वा? उत्तमं. मञ्जुला अध्यापकः.
का कस्य कस्यै
कस्मै
कस्मै बिकास् इट् इस्
पुल्लिङ्ग. करे.
ददाति मञ्जुला अध्यापकाय पुस्तकं ददाति.
उत्तमं. पुस्तकं ददाति. स्पष्टं वा अत्र? उत्तमं. अत्र पुल्लिङ्गे आय आय प्रश्नः अस्ति. मै 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 अपि च सर्वनामपदमपि मै एव. वदतु भगिनि प्रश्नः.
भगिनि, यु टोल्ड् देट् षष्ठी विभक्ति उपयोगं कृत्वा कर्के कृते इन् अ सेण्टेन्स् इफ् यु रैट् कृते केन् गिव् मी वन् सेण्टेन्स्.
सो वी केन् मेक् आल् दीस् सेण्टेन्सेस् भगिनी. ओके. वी केन् स्टार्ट् वित् दट्स् अ वेरि गुड् ऐडिया. श्रीनिवास महोदय, यु केन् जस्ट् स्टार्ट्. हौ विल् यु से ऐ एम् गिविङ्ग् टु शारदा यूसिङ्ग् षष्टि?
शारदा
गणेशः
शारदायाः कृते कन्दुकं दत्तवान्.
शारदायाः कृते. अस्तु शारदा भगिनी वदतु. माला कथं वदति? मालायाः कृते. यु हेड् एड् कृते तत् कृते. अस्तु केसगी भगिनी वदतु. कृष्णः
कृष्णः शारदायाः कृते चषकः दत्तवान्
चषकं दत्तवान्
चषकं
दत्तवान्
ऐ केन नॉट नो 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 ऐ डोंट वांट टू यूज ददामि सो कृते इज ओके ओनली
नो ओके सो द कृते इज अनदर वे ऑफ सेइंग कृष्णाय फॉर एग्जांपल इफ आई वांट टू से कृष्णाय but I don't remember the form or I just want to use another form alternate form atra we use krishnasya krite but then you have to use the word dadati or some other kriya padam bagini
okay that I want to know
yeah
dhanyawad bagini
oh that's
yeah.
all
yes bagini can you say krishna phaya
पुनः वदतु कृष्ण
कृते माला मालार्थाय
नो 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 नो
नाट् अर्थ
नो अर्थ नाट् अर्थ नाट् अर्थ
कृते
ओन्ली ओन्ली कृते दि अर्थ इस् फार् द क्रियापदं नाट् फार् द नामपदम्
What is the difference between dadati and dadati?
Dadati is ekavachanam. Dadati is bahuvachanam.
Oh, okay. Dhanyavad bhagini.
Astu. Anya prashna asti va? So, as a summary, okay? Aya for pullinga, okay? Aya. And then, smai. So, we can say tasmai. Or we ask a question, kasmai. So, for sarvanama padam, it is smai. So, for strilinga, it is yai. Same way, tasyai dadami. Or kasyai dadati, like that. So, for sarvanama padam, it is smai. For smai and syai. Okay, this is important. And then the other thing is for bhavan we have bhavate for aham what do we say
mahyam
okay so these are the high points in chaturthi vibhakti prashna asti va anya prashna na अस्तु अग्रे गच्छामः अग्रिमपाठः अस्ति अस् धातु ओके अस् धातु अस्ति चेत् प्रथमं वर्तमानकाल हौ डु वि से संथिङ्ग् इस् हियर् बालकः
अस्ति
अस्ति बालकाः
सन्ति
सन्ति ओके बालकः अस्ति बालकाः सन्ति हौ डि वि से अहम्
अस्मि
अस्मि
अस्मि वयं
स्मः
स्मः ओके दिस् इस् वर्तमानकाल भूतकाल कथं वदामः अस्ति इति पदस्य भूतकालं किम्
आसीत्
आसीत्
Oh, I had to learn that.
Asit. Asit. Bhutakala for Santi is? Asan. Uttamam. Asan. Asan. Bhutakala for Asmi?
Asam.
Asam. So we can all think, I am awesome. Awesome. That is how remember awesome I am awesome so aham awesome and then
if I say I'm awesome I'm talking in the past I would like to be awesome in the present
yeah okay future especially future too definitely I'm always awesome how is that awesome so and then we have for the bhutakala for vayam asma okay asma okay so in this chapter we are going to learn how to use this not just in pure vartamana and not pure bhutakala but in combination with other क्रियापदम् ओके उदाहरणार्थं वयं पूर्वमेव पठितवन्तः सः पठितवान् इति अस्ति चेत् वी केन् से पठितवान् आसीत् आर् पठितवान् अस्ति खलु सो देर् इस् अ सटल् डिफ्रेन्स् इफ् ऐ से ऐ हेड् कम् टु इण्डिया सो अहं भारतम् आगतवती आसीत् ऐ मीन् ऐ एम् सारी आसम्
Bhagini, can you give this in the WhatsApp group or, I mean, this will help like
sure.
I mean, Vartamana Kala Bhuta and Bhavishyati.
Actually, it is here in the book itself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm just giving an introduction before we start the class. Yeah, it is there in the book. Yeah, but I will give it to you also if you want to. Okay, so atra, that is how, so here they are saying in Bhutakala, okay, which we say Patitavan. So I'm talking about either me or somebody else, right? Aham or Saha Patitavan, because if I am a male. So if I say Aham Patitavan Asam, means I had read it. So this is equal to I had read it before, but I forgot. Or if I say Patitavan Asmi, so what does that mean? I have, right? I have read it. When do you use I have and when do you use I had? It depends on what you want to say. My favorite is mama putraha athava putri agatavati asti. That means she is still here. My daughter has come. She is still here. So that is what I am saying. But if I say gatamase mama putri agatavati asit, that means she had come and she has gone. Okay? So that is when you use had and have. Okay? Another situation, instead of the patitavan, we also have patan asti. Patan asmi. So the patan is present continuous. Patan. For pullinga, it is patan. Gachan, likan, kadan, like that. Kuruvan asmi. Aham griha patam kuruvan asmi. I am doing it right now. I am continuously doing it. I have not stopped doing it. That's what it is. Continuous. Present continuous. For strilinga, it is not given in this chapter, but it is patanti. Patanti asmi. Okay. So when we write bhutakala, saha patati, te patanti. Okay, it is hraswa, patanti. But here it is dhirga, patanti asti. Patanti asmi. So here also you can use the as dhatu. Like asmi, asam, all those things. Prashna asti va? Astu. Atra patamaha vayam. Astu, Srinivasa Mahodaya.
आं भगिनि प्रसादः मित्र गृहे कोऽपि नास्ति किम्
अग्रिममपि पठतु
अनिलः सर्वे सन्ति अर्जुनः पठन्नस्ति पिता जयन् अस्ति माता पाकशालायाम् अस्ति अनुजा अपि तथैव
उत्तमम् सो अत्र मित्र गृहे कोऽपि अस्ति वा सो यु नो हौ द कोऽपि इस् कः अपि कः अपि अस्ति वा मीन्स् इस् एनीबडी देर् एनीबडी बट् इफ् यु से कोऽपि नास्ति ओके इफ् ऐ से कोऽपि नास्ति वा Nasti ma means, is there nobody? So she's asking a question. Okay. So if it is kopi asti, it is anybody there? Kopi nasti kim means, is nobody there in the house? Like that. Kopi nasti kim. Sarve santi. Sarve. Sarvaha sarvau sarve. Sarve santi. Anujaha patan asti. Okay, he is reading right now. Okay, bahu dvanihi asti. Kripaya mute madhye gachchanta sarve. Dhanyavadaha. Anujaha patan asti. Pita japan asti. Mata pata. Pakashalayam asti. So here it is not saying anything else. Pakashalayam pakam kurvan asti, kurvanti asti. So I can add it like that. Pakam.
Bhagini, what is this patan?
Yeah. So the patan is another form of a word. Like how we say patitavan, patati, patatu. Patati is Vartamanakala.
Vartamana.
Yes. Patatu means we are giving an Ajna. You read like that. Mm. So patan, you have to add it with Asti. Okay? Or Patan Gachati. Like, you know, he, Patan Duradashnam Pashyati. So he's reading he's watching TV while reading something.
Oh, okay.
So, why?
Bhagini, one question.
So this is another form of a Kriya Padam, which we have not learnt yet, but we are just introducing some forms like Pullinga, Bahuvachanam, Ekavachanam, Bahuvachanam. So we can show how it is used with as dhatu. Astu bhagini vadatu.
Supposing I say sarve santi, anujaha patati, pita japati. So what is the difference between that and this?
So the difference is anujaha patati, he reads, she reads. So we are trying to show like he is reading right now, like reading versus read.
Okay.
So when we say Anujaha Patati, he reads. Anujaha Patan Asti means he's reading right now. Ing, ing.
Okay. The continuous, present continuous.
Present continuous.
As opposed to simple present tense.
He reads, she is reading.
Astu Bhagini. Danyavadaha.
So Atra we can say Patan Asti. We can also say patan asit. It is coming up in the maybe in the abhyasa or maybe in the next thing. So we can also say patan asit. What does patan asit mean?
I was writing.
Correct.
So she was reading.
This is reading, was reading. Okay. So Anujaha patan asti, pita japan asti, mata pakashalayam asti. I can add pakashalayam pakam kurvanti asti. Anuja api tataiva. Anuja is also helping ma. Like that. Understand so far? Astu. Uttama.
Yam will be saptami, right?
Nishena Saptami. Pakashalayam Asti. So Pakashalayam is just plain Asti. We don't need to do Patan Japan like that. Did not. Here also just Asti. We didn't say anything else. So it can be used by itself. Kalo Asdhato Swatantrataya Upayogam Kartum Shaknumaha. Anya kriya padena saha api upayogam kartum shaknumah. So that is what this lesson is. As dhatu vartamane bhutecha, how we are using this as dhatu. Same thing like the kr dhatu is very useful. Astu. Agre, Sharada Bhagini. Kim Kurvan Asti, what are you doing? Okay, we don't say Kim Karoti, what do you do? Kim Kurvan Asti, what are you doing? The ing is there, ing. Astu, agre api pat, agrimam api pat. Vijnan
Pustakam, Pratham
Asti. Vijnan Pustakam, Vijnan Mityutte?
Science.
Vijnan Patan Asmi. Okay. So the Asmi, we can use it with Patan. Asti also we can use with the Patan. Patan Asti, Patan Asmi. Yes?
Bhagini, we can't see the screen properly. Only half of the screen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm showing only the important part.
Okay.
Astu, agree. Ketaki Bhagini.
I'm Bhagini.
Adya Bhavan.
Adya Prasadah. Adya Bhavan Vidyalayam na agachati iti varta.
Agrima.
Anilah. Gruha sadasyah vayam sarve Shiva Gangam gachatah sma.
Gachantah smaha.
Gachantah smaha. Bhavan api agachati kim.
Astu, uttamam. So atra gachantaha is the bahuvachanam of gachan. Aham gachan asmi. Aham gachan asmi.
Aham isliye asmi.
Isliye asmi, correct. Aham gachan asmi. Vayam. So vayam is there. What is the bahuvachanam of asmi? Smaha. Aham asmi. Vayam. Smaha.
Vayam smaha.
Smaha. So the gachan it behaves like bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah. Kalo. Bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah. So same.
Bahuvachana.
So same way gachan, gachantau, gachantah.
Okay.
That is the form of this one. Patan. So how will you say for patan? Patan.
Patantau.
Patantaha. Uttama. Patantaha. Okay, same thing. How about Khadan?
Khadan. Khadanau.
Khadan. Khadan. Yeah.
Khadan.
Khadantaha. Uttama. Khadantaha. Khadantaha. Supposing it is Saha Gachan Asti. How will you say for Te? Te?
Te. Te. Gachan.
Gachantaha.
Gachantaha. Smaha.
For smaha is reserved for vayam.
Vayam. So gachan. Te gachantam. Gachantaha.
Instead of asti, we say santi, right?
Santi.
Bahuvachana. So we say te gachantaha santi. So here it is, vayam gachantaha smaha. Bhavan api agachati kim? That we know. It is sadharana prayoga. Bhavan api agachati kim? Astu, agre, amba?
Bhagini? Agachanti iti varta. That is we've heard something like that?
Yeah. Varta means usually it is news.
News.
In case we forget the visarga, we end up writing sma, it would mean, like, suppose I write te gachantaha sma, it would mean they were going, right?
Yeah, but for the sma, you have to use vartamana kala.
Oh, I see. So,
गच्छति गच्छन्तः गच्छन्ति गच्छन्ति स्म
गच्छन्ति स्म ओ ऐ सि ओके 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 but gacchanti also would be bhagni they go right not the continuous tense
no yeah see gacchanti yeah
so if I want to say they were going how would I say it bhagni
yeah okay very good question amba ek nimsham amba okay mute madhye gacchatu ek nimsham watching a movie or something. Okay. My dad is watching a movie. Okay, so we have gacchati is vartamana kala. Gacchanti is bahuvachana. Gacchati, gacchanti. Vartamana kala. And then we have gacchan, that is present continuous. Okay. Yeah.
And gacchantaha.
Gacchantaha. Gacchan, gacchantaha. Okay, this is present continuous. Present continuous. And then we have gatavan. Gatavan, gatavantaha. So here, this is gacchantaha. This is gatavantaha. So there will be a difference in the forms.
Okay, so gatavantaha is not equivalent to gacchantaha sma.
No.
It is not.
No, the sma can be used only with vartamana.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if I want to say continuous, I mean, they were going...
So you have to use this like te gacchanti sma like for example
that, wouldn't that mean they went bhagini
no
or not they were going no. Gacchanti sma
no gacchanti is they were going, like you know they go not they were going they go
They go, yeah. So, gacchanti sma, would it be they went or they were going?
They were going.
Okay.
Bhagini, what is this lakar name?
This one, the gacchan, yeah. I think it is a shatra.
Okay.
Shatra pratyaya. So, it is actually a pratyaya, it's not a lakara, but it is used like that. Like how the gatavan is not a lakara, it is a pratyaya.
Oh, right. Okay.
But it is used like a verb.
Right. But okay. It's also declined, isn't it? Even though it is avyaya.
It's not avyaya.
I'm sorry, it's not... Okay. It's pratyaya, not avyaya. Okay, pratyaya.
Okay. So atra, so the as dhatu cannot be used with this. But the as dhatu, it can be used with these two forms. It can be used with the tavatu form, tavatu pratyaya, and then the shatru pratyaya, which I just showed now. Gacchan, gacchantaha, like that.
Is it only in the... It doesn't have the 21 forms like in the lakaras. It's got only two forms then.
It has the 21 forms like a nama pada. If it is a lakara, it will have only nine.
I'm sorry. I meant nine, yeah.
Yeah, So these two will not have the nine forms, but they'll have the 21 forms because they are nama pada.
Okay.
Because they are pratyayas.
Right. So gacchan is coming under the shatra pratyaya.
Shatra pratyaya.
Okay. And also patan and whatever else we did. All of these are shatra?
Yes.
Okay.
Then Bhagini, tautu pratyaya, can we use gacchan?
No, the Tavata no, right? is Gatavan.
Gatavan, not a Gachan. Okay.
No, Gachan is a different pratyaya. It's like, you know, different. Apples, orange, like that. Very different.
Oh, so only use on a Shatru pratyaya.
If you use it, it is called a Shatru pratyaya.
Okay.
So we use the Shatru pratyaya with the Gam Dhatu and then we get Gachan form.
Okay. Astu Bhagini. Danyavada.
Dhanyavadaha.
So, Astu Bhagini, to summarize what you just said, while Anujaha Pathan Asti is right, it would be wrong to say Anujaha Pathati Asti.
Yes, it is wrong because Pathati itself
is simple present tense.
Simple present, yeah. So, Anujaha Pathati, that's it. Yeah. Done.
Yeah. Right.
So if you say Anujaha Patan Asti, you say she is reading right now, like ing.
So it's present continuous.
Present continuous. So the action is not completed.
Mm-hmm.
So atre vidyalayam na agachati. Agachati means aren't you not coming, like that.
So patat is tavatu pratyaya.
Patitavat,
right?
So, I mean, I don't want to go too much into detail, Bhagini. So the thing here is Asdhatu. That's all. Asdhatu. Okay. Asdhatu, yeah. Okay, because if I go into Patat and all that, it will become a long thing, okay? So, here we focus on the Asdhatu, Asmi, Asti and all that. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Amba? Siddhani?
प्रसादः
न
भोः अहम् इदानीं विद्यालयं प्रति प्रस्थितवान् अस्मि
प्रस्थितवान् अस्मि
प्रस्थितवान् अस्मि
उत्तमं सो अत्र सो वी केन् यूस् इट् वित् भूतकाल आल्सो अस्मि प्रस्थितवान् अस्मि ऐ हेव् जस्ट् लेफ्ट् ऐ एम् लीविङ्ग् रैट् नौ ऐ हेड् ऐ वास् लैक् देट् ओके प्रस्थितवान् अस्मि अहम् इदानीं विद्यालयं प्रति प्रस्थितवान् भवान् अपि आगच्छति किम् अस्तु अम्ब म्यूट् मध्ये गच्छतु अम्ब बहु जनिः अस्ति अस्तु अग्रे सागरि भगिनि
आं भगिनि
अनुजा
अग्रज अद्य भवन्तः सर्वे आगतवन्तः आसन् किम्
सो दिस् इस् भूतकालनम् ओके So here they showed the patan, gachan, all that. Here it is bhutakala now. Agatavantaha asan. What does that mean, agatavantaha asan? Had come. Had come. So, sarve, bahu vachanam.
What will have come be?
Santi. Santi. Have they come? Like, you know, we are waiting for somebody. Santi va.
Oh, okay.
Have they come? Agatavantaha santi va. Kim valati? Agatavantaha asan. So they can say, what? They came in the morning itself. Te pratakale eva agatavantaha asan kila.
Okay.
So santi and asan is have they come? No, they had come long time back.
Okay. Agrajaha. Vayam sarve. आगतवन्तः भवती अस्मान् न दृष्टवती किम् So did you not see me?
Ah, exactly. Asman na drishtavati kim? Asto, uttamam. Agre, Sandhya Bhagini.
Anuja, Vedikam agatavati, aham ekavaram bhavantam drishtavati. Bhavatah parshve tatah na asit, amba api na asit.
Ah, asto, so Vedikam agatavati, so there is no asmi. Vedikam ityukte stage.
Stage, okay.
Vedikam agatavati, aham ekavaram bhavatim drishtavati. So there is no asmi asam. So we can take it in any way. I had come, I have come, it doesn't matter. Okay, it's a general thing. I came to the stage. I saw you once. Bhavantam ekavaram drishtavati. Bhavantam bhavan. Okay, bhavan will become
bhavantam.
Bhavantam. Aham ekavaram bhavantam drishtavati. Bhavatah parshve. Near you. Bhavan bhavatah. Bhavatah namakim, right? Bhavatah parshve. Tatah na asit. Okay.
Grandfather was.
Was not dead.
Not there, and the mother was also not there.
Amba api na asit. So here, tataha means janakaha, pita.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Pita. Janakaha na asit, amba api na asit. So we are not combining this with any other form.
Okay.
But in the next one, we are Umakrishnan Bhagini.
Agrajaha. अहं मित्रैः उपविष्टवान् आसम्
आसम् आसम् ऐ वास् हियर् इट् इस् ऐ हेड् बीन् लैक् देट् ऐ वास् सिटिङ्ग् सो हियर् सो वि केन् से अहं मम मित्रैः सह उपविष्टवान् बट् आसम् मीन्स् ऐ हेड् बीन् लैक् देट्
वाट् इस् उपविष्टवान् मीन्
सिटिङ्ग् I mean, Upavishtavan seated, like I was aham Upavishtavan, seated.
What is the dhatu for this? Upavishtavan.
Yeah, so agre. So we go over here. So we'll do a review. Dhatu. So Vartaman, okay.
I'm sorry, just one doubt again. Upavishtavan asam, what makes it past continuous and not past tense?
It's not past continuous.
So it is not I had been sitting, but I sat
Upavishtavan means I sat. So it's like I had sat. I don't know how to say I had
sat.
It doesn't work in English. So that's why I said I was sitting. I said all wrong things. But yeah, it's like I had sat.
Something. Yeah, I got it. So basically, it is a past perfect tense. Right?
It's not past continuous. I'm saying all the wrong things because
so in English, like, could it be, closest could be was seated?
I was seated. Perfect. Yeah. I was seated. Yeah. Instead of had, you can say I was seated. Was seated. Better. Yeah.
Anyway.
I was seated. Yeah. But if I say I like asmi, like you know, it doesn't make sense, right? Asmi.
That is Vartamana Kala.
Yeah, but we are supposed to use it.
Right.
Means I am like right now. But it is in the past. So it doesn't make sense. I wouldn't use it.
Okay.
Bhagini, meaning wise, see, he's saying, did you not see me and all that? Therefore, he's saying, I was seated next to my friend. Did you not see me?
I was seated, yes.
I was seated next to my friend. I think when you read the whole thing, it makes better sense.
It's perfect, Bhagini. I was seated is a perfect. So usually we use had, but then here the had it doesn't make sense. So for I it is was. For others it is had is okay. Like over here, agatavantaha asan. He had come. So here was it doesn't make sense. I was, they was came, no, they had come. Okay. Astu. Prashna asti va? Astu. So atra as dhatoh vartamana kala rupam asti santi. उत्तम पुरुष अस्मि स्मः अहम् अस्मि वयं स्मः हियर् इट् इस् सः अस्ति ते सन्ति अथवा सा अस्ति ताः सन्ति भूतकाले आसीत् ते आसन् सः आसीत् आसम् आस्म अहम् आसम् Vayam asma, bhutakale. So this we can use it with certain forms, okay? So atra as dhatoho prayogah tridha bhavitum arhati. Tridha meaning trividah. Mama grihe karyanam asit. So this is a sadharana prayogah. कार्यानम् आसीत् अद्य केशवः आगतवान् आसीत् हि हेड् कम् प्रातः गोपालः मार्गे गच्छन् आसीत् सो अत्र दिस् इस् पास्ट् कण्टिन्यूस् वी केन् से दिस् इस् पास्ट् कण्टिन्यूस् गच्छन् आसीत् प्रातः मार्गे गोपालः मार्गे गच्छन् आसीत् So we can say tasmin samaye aham tam drishtavan. I saw him.
Bhagini, the first sentence, mama grihe karyanam asit, means now it is not there. We used to have.
Yeah, we used to have. Or we can say adhyapi karyanam asti, both. But here it means we had a car.
And Bhagini, what is the meaning of second and third sentence?
Okay, so Agatavan Asit, he had come.
Okay, Adya. So right now.
Adya Keshavaha Agatavan Asit. Not right now. Idani means today. Right now. Today. Today Keshava had come.
Okay.
Yeah, so if I say Keshavaha Agatavan Asti, what does that mean? Asti mean?
Coming.
No, he has come.
He has come, okay. Yeah, Bhagini, this is a...
It is a bit confusing. So, yeah, the question is, what do you want to convey? Like, you know, if you ask the question, okay, we can use the same word. Has Keshava come? Keshava has come.
Right.
Keshava agatavan asti. He has come. No. He had come in the morning itself. Keshava prataha eva agatavan asit. So the question is idanim asti va. So that is the next question. Idanim asti va. Idanim api asti.
Bhagini, when you say has come, it means he's probably still there.
Exactly.
But
correct.
Had come means it's likely he's not there now.
Exactly.
It could mean.
Yeah,
it unless could. The meaning is, the further question is asked and meaning he had come in the morning itself, but he's correct. Still there.
Yes, correct.
Right?
Correct. So that is the subtle meaning between has and had. I mean, had and has. He has come, yes, he's still here. Like if you are waiting for the pizza delivery, pizza agatava, agatam va, पीस्ता खाद्यम् आगतं वा लैक् दट् वि केन् ऐ मीन् दट् इस् अ बेड् एक्साम्पल् बट् बिकास् इट् इस् आगतम् ओके सो ऐ केनाट् यूस् आगतवान् आगतवती लैक् दट् So
delivery boy.
पीसाकारः आगत धन्यवादः महोदय उत्तमं पीसाकारः आगतवान् वा आम् आगतवान् आसीत् हि हेड् कम् लाङ्ग् टैम् बेक् इट्स् कोल्ड् नौ पीसा इस् कोल्ड्
ओके
पीसाकारः इदानीमेव आगतवान् अस्ति हि हेस् कम्
ओके भगिनि
when you practice it, we can figure out what you want to use. Asitva, astiva iti.
Okay.
Okay. So now we had a confusion with the aham, right? So let's see that. Aham. Katam bhavati. Aham agatavan. What do we do? Aham agatavan.
Agatavan. आगतवान् अस्ति
आसम् अहम् आगतवान् आसम् अथवा अहम् आगतवान् अस्मि सो वाट् आर् यु ट्रैङ्ग् टु से सो भवती कदा मन्दिरं गतवती अहं प्रातः एव मन्दिरं Gatavati, awesome. I had gone in the morning. Are you still there? We don't know. So the same way, Asmi also, it's like that.
Okay, Bhagini, we have to learn those things.
Yes.
Bhagini, Agatavan, Asmi, the beginning, I am on the way.
No, Agatavan, no. Gatchan, Agatchan, Asmi is on the way. If I say, Aham Agatchan Asmi.
Again it is on the way. Agatavan Asmi means I have reached and I am there.
I am there. I just reached like that. You know, it is like I have just done the action. I have come. Are you there? I have come.
Aham Samaskrita Vargye Agatavan Asmi.
Agatavan Asmi. I have come. Correct. I have come. Okay, I'm getting a lot of noise. I'm going to mute. So they're asking, where are you? Bhavan kutra asti? Aham agachan asmi. I'm on my way. Agachan asmi. So we can use like this. Aham.
So would gachan asit be the opposite? Bhagini, Marge Gachan Asit, he is on his way, as in he has left.
Yeah, so Gachan Asit means he was on his way.
He was on his way. Okay, okay.
Agachan can never be in past tense, no, Jim?
No, Agachan is just saying the act of going or coming.
Agachan Asmi, okay. I can never say Agachan Sma.
No. Sma can be used only with Vartamana Kala. That's it. Only with Vartamana Kala you can use that.
So, Bhagini, when would I say Pratah Gopalah Marge Gatavan Asit and when would I say Gachan Asit?
Okay, so let me erase this. Ekanimsham, Bhagini. Okay, so supposing you want to tell like a story, so Marge Gopalah Gachan Asit, okay, he was going on the road when Shunakaha or something, or I
okay,
okay,
while he was going, something happened.
Something happened. Okay. Pratah Gopalah Marge Gachan Asit Aham Tam Drishtavan or Aham Tam Drishtavati. Gachan, he was going. Like, where was he? I saw him going. Okay? That
right,
one.
Right.
Bhagini, so Gatavan, so Marge Gatavan Asit. So you want to know how to use Gatavan Asit?
No, Gatavan, I'm clear, Bhagini. Thank you.
You're clear. Okay. Astu Bhagini, Ketake Bhagini, Bhavatyaha Prashna Hakaha?
Bhagini, I can use Marge Shrungalaha Gachana Asit.
Shrungalaha Gachana Asit.
Right?
Okay. Gachana Asit.
Danyavada.
Astu. Okay. So the Asi.
One more question on the first that instruction. Prayoga Tridha Bhavitum Arhati. Would it be okay to say Tridhayam Arhati?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Tridha. Okay, you can't use Saptami there.
Tridha Bhavati Eva. I have seen Bhagini. I have only seen.
Okay. Okay, so that is the Prathama Purush. So,
Prathama Bit.
So we cannot make it Saptami and get rid of Bhavitum. We can't say Tridhayam Arhati. It can be used in three ways.
I have not seen it that way, but I have seen only Tridha Asti, Tridha Bhavati, like that.
Okay, Bhagini. Thank you.
Astu. Anya Prashna Asti Va? I mean, as we do more, it'll be clear. Okay, I hope. Okay, astu. As dhatoho vartamana kala rupena rikta sthanani purayata. So they want only vartamana kala, but we can try other kalas. So we are clear. Astu. Mitra, bhavan kim pustakam patan. Asti, right? Asan, asti is the one that is going to work here because it is Bhavan. Bhavan, kim pustakam patan asti? What are you reading right now? Like that. Astu. Where did we stop? Sagari Bhagini Patitavati Kalo. Agre Sandhya Bhagini va?
No, Bhagini, I finished Uma Krishna.
Uma Krishnan Bhagini. I'm talking about the reading part. Uma Krishnan Bhagini, va?
Yeah, I
think. Astu. Malati Bhagini. Savita Bhagini. Asti va? Savita Bhagini? Nasti. Usha Bhagini. Usha Bhagini? Astu. Malati Bhagini? Mitra. Etat karot. Mitra.
Mitra pashya vachananusaram aham agatavan.
So because it is aham, which one will you use?
Aham asmi.
Asmi uttamam. Asmi.
Yeah.
Mitra.
Mitra pashya. Vachananusaram agatavan asmi.
Asmi. So this is a very good example of I have come.
Yeah, I have come. Agatavan. Okay.
Agatavan asmi. Okay.
Bhagini, the sentence would be complete even without the asmi.
Exactly. Exactly correct. Exactly correct. But if you say asmi, it is more clear. I am here. Like, I have come. You are making an announcement, Idani. I have come. Iti. Astu. Agre. Srinivas Mahodaya.
Aam Bhagini.
Bhavantaha
kimartam marge kridantaha santi.
Kridantaha santi, because bahuvachanam. Bhavantaha.
Bahuvachanam, prathama purusha.
So the ekavachanam is kridan. So if you say bhavan, how will you say bhavan?
Bhavan kimartham marge kridan asti.
Kridan asti. Avagatam. So atra malati bhagini aham agatavan asmi, right? So if I say vayam, how will it be?
Vayam asma. Vayam smaha.
Smaha. Smaha.
Smaha. Yeah.
Vartamana kala, it is smaha. If you want to use bhuta kala, how will you use bhagini? So I'm asking this only for practice, okay?
Okay. Asmi smaha.
Asmi smaha.
Asam. Asam.
Asam. Yeah, asam. Awesome. And for vayam, how will it be? So all the bhutakala, we can say it starts with a.
Okay.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And it will be same like this.
Maha.
Asma. But without the visarga.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Awesome. I'm saying it, I wrote it wrong. Asam, asma. Okay. Srinivasa Mahadya, if it is Bhutakala, how will it be? Bhavan, Kimartam.
Bhavan, Kimartam, Marge, Kridan, Mahar.
No, Bhavan.
Sorry, Kridan, Asan.
Asan. Bhavantaha kridan asan. Bhavan kridan asit. Right? Asit.
Ajah, single. Okay. Bhavan kridan asit.
Asit. Why were you playing on the street? Bhavan kimartam marge kridan asit. Why were you playing? So it is bhavantaha, all of you. Bhavantaha kimartam marge kridantaha asan. Okay.
Why were you playing on the road?
Why were you?
Why were you playing on the road?
So for right now, you are asking somebody right now, why are you? Why are you playing on the road? Kimartam marge kridantaha santi. Avagatam?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Sharada Bhagini.
Saha. तूष्णीम् उपविष्टवान् अस्ति
अस्ति उत्तमम् अस्ति वाट् इस् द बहुवचनं सपोजिङ्ग् इट् अस्ति
ते तूष्णीम् उपविष्टवन्तः आसीत्
आसीत् उत्तमम् उपविष्टवन्तः आसन् आसन् आसीत् आसन्
आसन्
एव्रिथिङ्ग् विल् चेञ्ज् आसीत् And then we have asan.
Bhagini, if it is asti, should it not be santi?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. If you are
talking about... Te tushnim upavishtantaha santi, isn't it? It can't be asan, no?
Yeah, I'm talking about the bhutakala, Bhagini. Bhutakala, asan.
Astu, Bhagini.
Bhutakala, asit and asan, vartamanakala, asti and santi. Satyam. Saha, tushnim, upavishtavan, asti. Te, tushnim, upavishtavantaha, santi. And then the bhutakala will be asit and asan. Astu, agree? Ketaki, Bhagini.
Am Bhagini. भवदीयं कार्यम् अहं प्रातः एव कृतवान् अस्ति
सो इट् इस् अहम्
अस्मि
अस्मि ओके अस्मि ओके अस्मि सपोजिङ्ग् इट् इस् वयं हौ विल् यु से
वयं
रैट् सो अस्मि इस् फार् वर्तमानकाल आसम् इस् भूतकाल
And if there is a vayam, then vayam, What happened?
Smaha.
Vayam smaha.
Vayam pratah eva kritavantah smaha.
Smaha uttam purusha. Uttam purusha. Vayam dvivachana?
No, bahuvachana. Bahuvachana.
Bahuvachana. Okay, okay. Bhavadiyam karyam aham pratah eva kritavat. Kritava.
Okay, so I think if it is getting too confusing, we'll just stick with the exercise, okay?
Yeah.
So in the exercise they are saying vartamana kala, whatever it is given, okay? Astu bhagini, idanim vadatu bhavadiyam karyam aham
pratah eva krutavan asti.
Asmi.
Oh sorry, asmi. Getting confused, bhagini.
Okay, asmi, astu. Amba. No problem. Astu, amba, vadatu. Amba, asti va?
Vayam idani Sri Rangapatnam prati gacchantah asma.
Asma is bhutakala, uttama. So how will you say for vartamana, like right now? Vayam?
Asan.
No,
vayam idani Sri Rangapatnam prati gacchan asan.
Gacchan asam is for is like we are going like that. Hello, I am going like that. Uttama. Gacchan asam. Gacchan asam. Atra gacha atra vayam iti asti. Vayam gacchantah asma atva vartamana kale smaha. Gacchantah smaha. So here they are asking for vartamana kala. Gacchantah smaha. Astu. Sagari bhagini.
Aam bhagini. Mata pratah चतुर्वादने एव उत्थिता अस्ति.
उत्थिता अस्ति. ओके. सन्ध्या भगिनि अम्बा कृपया म्यूट् करोतु.
भोः
भोः
भोः अहं चायं कृतवती, भवान् पीत्वा गच्छतु. अहं चायं कृतवती अस्मि. भवान् पीत्वा गच्छतु. इफ् इट् इस् बहुवचन इट् विल् बी भोः वयं चायं कृतवन्तः स्मः.
कृतवत्यः.
कृतवत्यः. ओके. कृतवत्यः स्मः. भवान् पीत्वा गच्छतु. एण्ड् इफ् इट् इस् पास्ट् टेन्स् इट् वुड् बि भोः अहं चायं कृतवती आसम्. भवान् पीत्वा गच्छतु. एण्ड् इफ् इट् इस् वयं पास्ट् टेन्स् इट् विल् बि भोः वयं चायं kṛtavan what, sorry bhagini, what would be the right usage for kṛtavatyah asma bhavan pitva gacchatu.
Okay, uttama. So atra we had, or I mean I had, like, okay, uttama.
Bhagini, prashnah. Supposing we're talking about tea. Now we're talking about a household. There may be male and female members. So when, if you say vayam and there are men present, you will say kritavantaha only, no? Not kritavatyaha.
Satya.
Only if there are all females, you'll say kritavatyaha. Right?
Correct.
Astu bhagini. Dhanyavada.
Astu. Uma Krishnan bhagini.
आं भगिनि, मम लेखनी नष्टा अस्ति भोः.
Nashta asti boho. Yeah, that means I lost my lekani.
Okay.
Mama lekani nashta asti boho. Bhutakale katam bhavati? Mama lekani. We are talking about the lekani.
Okay. Bhutakale mama lekani nashta asti?
Asit. Asit. It is lost. Nashta asit. Nashta asti. So this is a ikta pratyaya. Same thing, this is also ta pratyaya. So we can use it with that ta pratyaya also. Okay. Uttama. Astu. Agre. Savita bhagini nasti iti
mati. Nashta asit would mean was lost, whereas nashta asti would be is lost, right?
It is lost, correct. It is lost.
I am there, Bhagini. I am unable to unmute that time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I've been having problem with the...
Good point, Bhagini. So when we translate, it is a problem. So it is either had or was, or, you know, whichever is more appropriate we have to use. But you know, if
I think it has to be, I have lost my pen. I mean, the closest English translation.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And then if it is past tense, you'll say, I had lost my pen. Would be awesome.
Correct.
Right?
Awesome. Awesome is for I was lost.
Sorry. Asit.
Asit.
Instead of asti, we say asit.
Asit.
And the difference asit. Being had lost and have lost.
Correct.
That's about it.
Yeah, so when it comes to...
Agini, on a lighter note, idanim aham nashta asmi.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you say I am lost, you'd say Nashta asmi, right?
Nashta asmi, yeah.
Vayam Nashtaha Asam. Asmaha.
Maha, yeah. Asta, yeah. I understand what is going on here. Asta. Agre, Savita Bhagini. Okay, Bahu. Kutaha is in a jan. Asta.
Kenapi samagram.
Kshiram. Patitam asti.
Patitam asti pashya.
Asti pashya. So patitam means somebody made it fall. Kshiram. Supposing we have chalati means the car is going. Karyanam chalati. Karyanam chalayati. Chalayati means somebody is making it go. So the chalakaha chalayati. So here, the chiram patati. Okay, chiram patati. So somebody is making it fall. Kenapi, by somebody. Samagram, all the milk.
Entire milk.
Entire milk was dropped by somebody. इति अर्थ अस्तु अग्रिमम् अपि पठतु भगिनि
वयं क्रीडन्तः आह्वयतु भवति
मा आह्वयतु भवति अस्तु उत्तमम् So I think if I don't confuse you, it is easier. Just do Vartamana Kala like that. Okay. I think I'm being too ambitious.
No, Bhagini, we have to learn. Bhagini,
it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, but you know, I don't want you to feel I'm nashtaho like that.
No, I will say purely in jest.
No, Bhagini, the repetition is useful.
Bhagini, if you do Vartamana Kala in one class and then the other things in each different classes, then it might be really sinking into people like me.
For me to, I have seen that. Srinivasa Mahodaya Vadatu?
No, it's a process of happily getting lost.
Yeah. Shamyatam Bhagini, it was said purely in jest.
I know, I understand. But the point, I got the point, Bhagini. Samayaha Abhavat, Vayam Viramama Idanim. We will continue the next time. Okay. Om Sarve Bhavan
सर्वे निरामया सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु कश्चिद् सुखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
हरिः
ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
धन्यवादः भगिनी
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः